Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. If you're looking for a new job, Facebook might be the place to look around. Hello, listeners. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. This is Bill Quinn, and today is April 11th, 2013. We are on our first day of newsworthy clips, and you can find news clips on pages 22 through 24 in your Advanced magazine. And I've got two panelists here joining me for our 3 days of news clips. And first, off to my left is Naomi Beeshabel. Hi, Naomi.
Hello, Bill. How are you?
Great. Glad to be here. How about you?
I already knew that because I read it on your Facebook page.
Yeah. I'm usually, when I'm on Facebook, I usually, pretty excited, happy to be there most of the time. I'm happy to be anywhere, really. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Yeah. I just do think it's funny that Facebook has gotten to a point where we use it for so much that often I don't have to ask people certain things in real life because I already know the answer. I read it on their Facebook feed.
Yeah, you can find out pretty much anything on there because a lot of people put every move, every move they make, every breath they take. You're watching them on Facebook.
Whether you want to be or not. No, but it has been a very useful tool, I think, in a lot of ways to stay in touch with people and to share some things about your life with people who you might otherwise maybe unintentionally lose touch with. Yeah. And so I think it's been great for that, but not always the most useful website in the world. I think most of us waste more time on Facebook than we are productive on Facebook.
Yeah. Well, you can go in a lot of directions with Facebook. It's a real, hodgepodge of pros and cons. Mm-hmm. And you can use it for certain things that are really good, but then there are other things that can be a real waste of time. So what we're going to talk about here today, of course, should be constructive, I would think, for most people.
Oh,
finding
I certainly hope so.
A new job. Mm-hmm. So it is something that can be used in a positive manner. So that's, kind of interesting to learn about this, not just playing games or posting pictures, but doing something that might actually help their career. So also joining us here in the studio is Josh Mooney. Hi, Josh.
Hey, Bill. How are you?
Good. Good to have you here. Good to have you back in Taipei, of course. And I know you were on a couple of programs earlier this month. But Facebook, we were talking about it a little bit before our program today. And how do you feel about Facebook?
Oh, I think, like you said, it's definitely kept me in touch with lots of people that I would like to keep in touch with. And then it certainly kept me up to date with a lot of people's lives that I don't care about at all.
Well, as far as using it as a tool, not just updating social things. Is there any way to use this in a constructive way?
It's been difficult. I think there's a joke, at least in the States, around social media. We call these websites not social networking sites, but social not working sites because they take away from productivity, especially from companies.
Right.
So I think today we're going to look at a way that Facebook itself is trying to combat that time waster stereotype.
Yeah, good point.
To be fair, I think it can be useful. Just some of the functions with messaging where you can include several people and everyone gets updated when someone adds to the conversation, that's wonderfully useful for planning things. Or the event function when you're trying to, get people together for some activity. Again, it can be very useful for sure. And for me, just sharing photos with my family and so on, it's great to be able to still be in touch.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, there are good things about Facebook. But when it comes to companies and productivity, I wouldn't usually put Facebook in the same category.
Well, that's what I was thinking of when Josh was talking about networking versus not working.
Right.
When you were back in America, you were working with an events planning company. And could you see Facebook being used as a platform for communications for that, or do you think it would just not – is not viable?
It depended on the audience. If they were going after a younger crowd for a conference or an event, then yes, we encouraged them to build a Facebook page for it. But that was fewer than other organizations where it was just build a simple website or send out an email blast to promote your organization.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. Well, listeners, why don't you do this? Turn to page 22 and we will break down our reading into two sections today, left column and right column. So let's have our first reading right now. Facebook app helps people find jobs. Facebook Incorporated is launching a new application to help its users hunt for jobs. The app gives users access to more than 1.7 million job postings in the U.S. that are culled from companies that list jobs on Facebook, including BranchOut, JobVite, and Work4Labs. For years, analysts have speculated that Facebook would harness its massive audience to take on professional networking site LinkedIn and job hunting sites such as Monster.com. A Facebook spokesman said the company is simply trying to make it easier for users to find and share job listings on Facebook. Marn Levine, Facebook's vice president for global public policy, said in a statement that the app is part of a broader effort to help people use social media to find jobs in the U.S. LinkedIn Corporation doesn't view the new Facebook job hunting app as a shot across its bow, a spokesman said. We don't see this as Facebook getting into the professional networking space, the LinkedIn spokesman said. Facebook is aggregating jobs from various Facebook apps and putting them in one place. Okay, Facebook app helps people find jobs. So how do we start off this reading, Josh?
Well, we're talking about an application that Facebook has launched, and we're using the shortened version of application, in this case, app, that's going to help people in their careers.
Okay, so this app's going to help users hunt for jobs, and what does the app do, Naomi?
Well, this app that they're launching or starting, kind of like you launch a rocket, you launch a new business venture. The app gives users access to more than 1.7 million job postings in the U.S. Now, that is a lot of options for someone looking for work. So that's exciting, and it turns out that they're actually getting all of this information from other sites. So these postings are culled from companies. And so if you cull something, you are collecting parts or pieces of it to use for something else.
Okay. And some of those companies are what, Josh?
Well, they're BranchOut, JobVite, and Work4Labs. And these are companies that already provide job-finding apps on Facebook. And it sounds like Facebook's now going to aggregate or pull all of that information into one specific app so that you don't have to download or integrate these other apps into your pages.
Yeah, aggregate. That was a verb. We actually had that, one of our vocab focus terms, last month in our final article of March. We talked about monitoring your image online. So aggregate. Josh is amazing. He just used that, employed it so smoothly in his definition there. Very well done.
Thank you.
So it's a good verb for our listeners to know. And I'm assuming that these a lot of these websites that do have job postings are specialized, right?
Okay, you'll often find that's true. So different websites have different strengths. And even though they might all be in one industry, well, like at the beginning of the month, we talked about online travel websites, how certain websites are better at certain parts of the world, or some are better for group bookings, etc. You get the same thing with job post websites, where some of them will be more focused on certain industries than others.
Yeah, I, you know, thinking back to my business career, you could there were certain companies that specialized in finding jobs in sales or jobs in management or in accounting, things like that. And if you can bring them all together in one app, that can actually save you a lot of time. You don't have to be going to all of these separate websites then. You can just enter some keywords and you can actually scan all of these hundreds of job posting websites. So instead of just having to go to each one, which is really time consuming So, all right, the problem is you could end up with too many, right?
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Now, for years, analysts have what?
Analysts, so those are the people who are crunching the numbers. They're looking at all of these trends and they're trying to figure out, they kind of make sense of them. They interpret what's going on around and try to help us understand what we should do. So these analysts have been speculating. If you speculate about something, you're creating an opinion about something without knowing exactly what will happen or exactly what the real truth is, but you're sort of looking at all the different pieces of information and coming to a conclusion that makes sense from that.
And what have they been speculating?
Well, that Facebook would leverage all of its data, that it's going to harness or collectively put together in a powerful way its massive audience. And this gets back to your point, Bill, of looking around at information and scanning different sites for listings. Really, the power with Facebook is it bringing that data to you based on what it already knows about you. Because when you've been logging in and posting pictures of cats and puppies, Facebook has been tracking all that information, and they know what you like and what kinds of things you do.
I've been cutting back on the kitten and puppy postings. I'm trying to get more serious. And, you know, as I was reading this paragraph, I was thinking about the problem with Facebook and why their stock tanked when it first came out was their not having the revenue.
Right.
And then, of course, the big question is, okay, how are they going to monetize mobile? Because that's their next, the next, you know, frontier for them. And, yeah, how do you make revenue? And as I was reading this paragraph, I was thinking, they have so much information. They have so many people signed up. It's almost like it would be, as a company, it would be overwhelming. What do we do with all of this? And they probably have 1,000 ways. 10,000 ways they could make money.
Yes.
But how do we do it? Because you can pick a lot of the ways and do it wrong and not make any money. So,
well, they see the lowest hanging fruit going after sites that are making money in the job industry. And a couple of them here are listed, like networking site LinkedIn, which is a huge moneymaker. It's a public company generating millions and millions of dollars in revenue around job listings, as well as people who want to have the premium features of LinkedIn and to look and email all sorts of people within the website. But we don't have premium features for Facebook right now. I mean, have you given them a dollar of your money, Naomi?
Certainly not.
I have not spent any money there on Facebook. So, and that's a problem for them. Because
not for me, but for them.
It's for them. And it's not a problem for me either. Have you?
No, I have not. But I have spent lots of money with LinkedIn as a job owner, as a company owner in the States for many years. LinkedIn was a powerful site for me to find employees.
Mm. Yeah. And so are you on LinkedIn?
I have been reluctant with LinkedIn. I find my last experience with it, I found the user interface pretty difficult to work with. So I maybe need to give it another shot. But I wasn't a big fan when I signed up the first time. I have used monster.com before to search for jobs. That's an enormous site that lists jobs from all over the place. And so companies can sort of pay to have their information there and their listing. And if you are searching for a job, you know, as a veterinarian in your case, if you like those puppies and kittens, then you can look there and you can just do a search and see who's searching for someone with your qualifications.
When you posted a job on LinkedIn, you had to pay?
Yes. $75, I think, a post.
For a job listing?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And okay, and I'm assuming the companies on Monster.com would be doing the same thing.
I believe so. I think
so.
Yeah.
And this is no different than what they might be doing listing the job in a newspaper or a magazine. They're going to be paying for the advertising. So they're going to have to pay one way or another to post this job somewhere. It just happens, of course, that the internet sites are more effective now than putting them in newspapers. Now, with all of this going on, you know, there's some talk about, okay, what's this all about? And first we hear from a Facebook person.
Yeah, the spokesman from Facebook said that the company is simply trying to make it easier for users to find and share job listings on Facebook, which sounds good to me because if I were an employer looking for a good employee, I mean, I might want some people to spread the word a little. Or if I'm looking for a job, the more resources I can find, the better, of course. So just as far as getting the word out, sharing information, of course, I can see how it makes sense.
Okay, now as we continue here in the next paragraph, we get a name, Marnie Levine, and this is the person I'm assuming is the person that we talked about in the previous paragraph, and she's Facebook Vice President for Global Public Policy and says what?
Well, that the app is a part of a broader effort to help people use social media to find jobs, and I think we've always used social media. I just don't think we've used Facebook. I think this is a tough battle for Facebook to face because in the States, especially, there's a stigma that Facebook is for fun and LinkedIn is for business.
Right. Yeah.
And I don't want to talk about my professional life on Facebook because I might be talking about the fun I had over the weekend. And I'm not sure I want my boss or a prospective employer visiting my Facebook page.
That's right. Yeah, I would be concerned about most users would be concerned about – not me, but most users would be concerned about some linkage between, okay, if you're looking on Facebook at me as a possible employee, what else might you see? Right. And there's a lot of people that might have stuff on there. You know, they don't want a potential employer to see.
Right. And not necessarily even offensive stuff.
Right.
Even
right.
Just someone who's married with four kids, maybe that would impact a hiring decision that maybe they're too dedicated to their family or, they're so into travel, maybe they'll be a tough employee to keep in the office.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that what do I look like on my resume versus what do I look like on my Facebook page?
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of some of the differences, of course, we talked about LinkedIn here throughout this first section, and we see what LinkedIn's position is on this.
Well, LinkedIn doesn't view the new Facebook job hunting app as a shot across its bow. So in other words, they don't think it's like an attack into their territory. They don't really feel threatened by this.
All right. Yeah, that's I underlined shot across its bow. And you know, it's something that's like a warning that we give to people, right?
That's right. This is – they're not taking it seriously that Facebook is stepping out and encroaching on their job listing territory.
Yeah. Okay. And where that comes from is in the Navy. A lot of times naval – you know, ships will do that against like people that might be trespassing in an area that they shouldn't be in.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of picturing like Pirates of the Caribbean at this point. Cannons firing. You're in our space. Watch out.
You know. Watch out where you're going, matey. All right. Now, as we continue here, we do hear from this LinkedIn spokesperson in this next paragraph.
We don't see this as Facebook getting into the professional networking space. Facebook is aggregating jobs from various apps and putting them in one place. That just means there's listings. It doesn't mean that there's a networking component here. It just means that there's visibility. So there's a difference there, right, between a list of jobs and a network where there's more interaction and so on.
Networking is an interesting phrase, and it's not something that I think everyone likes to admit that they're doing, but it's this idea of keeping in touch with people to benefit your career or to keep in touch with specifically the intent of, you know, profitable business, as opposed to Facebook where it's more, hey, let's keep in touch because I like you or we, you know, were coworkers once at a job
right.
5 years ago. And
or we went to elementary school
right.
together.
So LinkedIn has that very unique kind of feature set to it that I think Facebook will just struggle to move into.
That's true. But at the same time, it's the kid I went to, you know, second grade with who might be in some industry that I never knew about and might see a posting and go, oh, you're interested in that? I actually work here. So to me, there's also some potential there for some very exciting connections to occur.
I was looking at this last statement here from this LinkedIn spokesperson, and I think it's interesting how potential competitors talk about things when their potential competitor comes out with a new product or service. And it's a delicate way they have to handle things, and usually this is the form that they take. It's almost like what I'm reading between the lines is like, well, oh, we're not going to worry about that. Mm-hmm. It's not a threat to us. But actually, you can be sure that the people at LinkedIn have probably assigned several people to watch this, probably even to sign up for it, play around with it, see what they're doing, what can we use, how can we improve our service, right?
Very much so. And yeah. Reid Hoffman, the founder of LinkedIn, is a big investor in Facebook too. So that whole Silicon Valley area, it's they're almost friends and enemies in mm-hmm. some case.
Frenemies.
The frenemy.
Because they all want us to be doing more social networking.
Yeah. So you can be sure they're keeping an eye on each other. Well, let's keep an eye on our next reading, that right column.
A study from the National Association of Colleges and Employers found that half of employers use Facebook in their hiring process. Recruiters know that you recruit where the people are, said Dan Finnegan, chief executive of JobVite. Facebook is the most heavily used, most engaged application on the internet, with more time spent on it than any other application. It's also popular with young people for whom the unemployment rate is particularly high, Finnegan said. This will be a big opportunity for recruiters to engage the right folks where they are. Former U.S. Labor Secretary Hilda Solis said the app, which lets Facebook users search job listings by keyword, type of work, industry, and location, would help get America back to work.
Okay. Bill Quinn here with Naomi Beeshavel and Josh Mooney. Now, we're on our second reading for today, page 22, the right column, and we're talking about some of the Facebook actually using their platform to develop an app to help people find new jobs, hunt for jobs.
Right. And Josh was saying how often we think Facebook is for fun and, you know, you go elsewhere to think about your business side of life like LinkedIn. But here we see an interesting tidbit, which is a study from the National Association of Colleges and Employers found that half of employers use Facebook in their hiring process. Dun, dun, dun.
But how? How do they use it? I've got an idea. How do you think they use it?
I think they want to see what that person is really like.
Yeah.
And if I came off, you know, very confident and capable in my interview and look great on my resume, that the smart recruiters and employers are checking me out on Facebook.
Yeah, that does happen. They are using Facebook now to check out people. And what they're looking for is a reason not to hire you.
Yep.
Well, yes, of course.
And I'm sorry to be so negative.
Well, no. I mean, that is part of it, right? And so if your fear is, well, I don't want to use Facebook for that, maybe you shouldn't be too worried because they'll probably check you anyway. Mm-hmm, so just shape up your Facebook profile and keep moving. But also, we also get a quote here that puts it in a bit of a different light, I think.
Okay. That comes from Dan Finnegan, and who is works in the recruiting field. What does he say?
He says, recruiters know that you recruit where the people are. And he's the head of a company called JobVite. So recruiters, of course, are people whose profession it is to find talented people to fulfill jobs. And they can do that on behalf of specific companies. Sometimes we call them internal recruiters. Or they can work for a recruiting agency, and they get hired by all sorts of companies to find them human resources.
JobVite was one of the companies that we saw earlier in this article that Facebook calls the job listings from. Dan Finnegan does continue in line 9.
Well, Facebook is the most heavily used, most engaged application on the internet, with more time spent on it than any other application. Facebook, in other words, is massive. So you really need to be a part of it if you want to be a part of anything, right? Like, it's where the action is. So it makes sense that people want to participate in that.
Yeah, and certainly Facebook is used by people in all ages, but particularly the younger generation demographic between, say, 18 and 25. And that's actually what we continue with in the next paragraph, line 13.
It says it's also popular with young people for whom the unemployment rate is particularly high. Finnegan talking about the United States employment rate, which is in the 7 or 8% range nationally, is much higher for young people. So they see this as an opportunity for recruiters to engage with this connected audience.
I would say the unemployment rate for, again, that 18 to 25 age range might be anywhere between 15 to 20%. And so you've got people, they're spending a lot of their free time on Facebook, certainly. Mm-hmm. And Dan Finnegan then continues.
Well, this will be a big opportunity for recruiters, once again, to engage the right folks where they are. Now, folks is a very funny way of just saying people. And it's kind of an old-fashioned way. You'll hear it sometimes in conversation. So they're just trying to engage, meet with, connect with, start a conversation with the right people for the jobs.
And we finish this news clip hearing from a government official, actually a former government official.
Yes, the Labor Secretary in the United States at the time, Hilda Solis, when talking about the app, said that it lets users of Facebook search job listings based on what they're looking for. So they type in a keyword, whether it's the industry they're in, marketing or manufacturing, based on the location of where they'd like to work. And this will help, it says, get America back to work.
Hmm. Well, I want to ask you about two things, Naomi, because you know, we mentioned United States as far as we see in line 22 in the left column, use social media to find jobs in the U.S., and then I see here, get America back to work. But my question is, wouldn't this also be probably even globally?
Potentially. It sounds like maybe they're starting in the U.S., and that's often true. A lot of different websites will start something in the U.S. and then grow from there. Mm-hmm. And so it's quite possible that for now they may only be listing American jobs, but if it works well, that will continue to expand for sure.
Okay. What do you think about what this former Labor Secretary said?
Well, I think she's got a point that is certainly if you can narrow my search or even recommend certain things based on what you know I already like, where I live, what my needs are from an employment standpoint, I think I've signed your terms of a service agreement, Facebook, then you can use that data to benefit my life.
Well, there is a price for free. And that's part of it as far as Facebook being able to use our information. So they're putting your information to work, so maybe you can put Facebook to work and help you find work.
There you go.
Instead of just making a place for just fun and games and playing, it can be a place for you to make something constructive out of it and start a new career. Hopefully this news clip has been helpful for all of you, our listeners. Thanks for being here today. Come on back tomorrow. We'll see you.